Yeah. So we are learning Shai Dalad Perek Yud Ches. So we're learning there the idea that the person that learns Torah Lishma is not subject to punishment in this world, he's not subject to the punishment in the next world, and he's not really subject to Teva B'chlal. He's not really subject to nature. And to all the things that happen in this world, he's above it all, and he's raised above it all. And part of the reason for that is because he is mekushar with Torah. Torah is higher than Teva. Torah is the first Ratzon that Hashem used to create Teva. And therefore, being in connection with the Ratzon Hashem in Torah raised the person above that. So he brings a very important Gemara, okay? Now we're gonna say over the Gemara. We're gonna say over the Gemara with the Pashup Pshat, and then we're saying Nefesh HaChayim's Pshat. The Gemara asks a contradiction. It's a Gemara in Pesachim. So the Gemara asks a contradiction that says like this. It says, Ad Shamayim Chastecha. The Chesed of Hashem is Ad Shamayim, until the sky. And then it says, another Pasuk says, Me'al Shamayim Chastecha. That your chesed is above Shemayim. So the Gemara asks, it's a contradiction. Is your chesed up to Shemayim? Or is it above Shemayim? Ad Shemayim chesedecha, until Shemayim, or me'al Shemayim chesedecha, or is it above? That's the contradiction in the Gemara over here. So, so the Gemara says like this. So the Gemara says, it depends. Loy kasha. Kan ba'iskim lishma. Kan ba'iskim shaloy lishma. If you're doing lishma, then you get me'al shamayim chasdecha. Then the chesed is me'al, above the shamayim. If you're doing shaloy lishma, then you get until the shamayim. Now, by the way, Tosis asks a kasha in Pesachim. The Tosis in Pesachim asks that why is learning shaloy lishma getting even up to Shemayim? It sounds like you're getting something. You're just not getting above Shemayim, but at Shemayim you're getting. Isn't there another Gemara that says, "Kol aloy mitur shaloy lishma noyach lo shaloy nivra"? There's a Gemara that says, if you learn Torah shaloy lishma, it's not good at all. Why would you even get at Shemayim? On that zok toisis, there's two types of shaloy lishma. So there's three levels. Lishma means I'm learning for the sake of knowing Torah. All I care about is Torah. I want to be connected to Torah. But shaloy lishma, there's two levels. One level is, look, I wouldn't mind getting some COVID. I wouldn't mind getting some money. I wouldn't mind getting some recognition. I wouldn't mind, you know, when people ask me questions, I know the answers. I don't mind looking choshev. It's kishmak when I walk in, people stand up. I don't mind that stuff. So that's okay, fine. Look, not everyone's perfect. It's okay. And fine. So you're doing it not for the best motivation. But you get something. At Shemayim Chazdecha. You get to Shemayim. However, there's a third darga that you're only doing it to use the Torah against other people. Lekanter. You're doing it to be a balgai. You're doing it to show how everyone else doesn't know what they're talking about. You know, some of these people, like, you know, the more they know, the more they're able, the biggest apikorsim are the ones that know a little bit too much for their own good. So he's only learning in order to prove his own agenda. He's only learning in order to he's only learning to disprove other people. He's only learning the counter to get other people. So that noyach lo shaloi nivra. Okay, that's the three levels. Okay, those are the three levels. Fine. So zok to kind of lojner. What's pshat in the Gemara? What does this mean that you're gonna get ad shemayim if you learn shaloi lishma, and you're gonna get me'al shemayim if you learn Lishma? So he says it means this. He says that if you're learning Shaloi Lishma to get covered and to get money, so he said, then you're learning within Teva. Because you're subjugating yourself to the nature, to Teva. So you're treating the Torah within the world of Teva. So if you're going to treat the world within the world, you're not raising yourself above your natural drives and instincts. The opposite. You're giving in to everything. It's okay. You're giving in. The Torah is good. It's kabbalistic. The Maisa is better. You're giving to instincts that way than any other way. And it's okay. Fine. No problem. We're not all perfect. But then you're not connected to Torah where the Torah is higher than Teva. You're only connected to Torah within Teva. So it's Ad Shemayim. Shemayim is the cap. That's within this world. You're a subject under Shemayim. You're going to be subject to the laws of nature. But if you want to raise yourself up above Shemayim, you want to get above the heavens, you want to get above, subjugated to Teva, to nature, then you have to learn in a way that's also above nature. Lishma, you're trying to just connect to the Torah with nothing to do with this world. Just for the Torah's sake. Ah, you connected to the Torah, nothing to do with this world. Then you're not going to be subject to the laws of this world. Then you're not subject to the laws of nature. Then Hashem treats you differently. And you get to be treated like, you know, in the Rosh Hashanah, above the Kochavim and the Matzalos. So he says, that's how you learn the pshat. It's an incredible pshat. Now, that's what I mean. Now, if you remember, he brings over here also from the Zohar HaKadosh, similar idea, that it says, Zeshem Abraham Mehemna, Tochazi, come see, Kol Berian Da'alma, everything created in the world, Koydim D'Isyai V'Sarais L'Yisrael, everything before the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, Havatalia B'Mazla, everything was totally in Mazel. But after Matan Torah, they're not meshubin anymore to kachavim and mazalis. We are above the kach of the mazal because we know ain mazal li Yisrael. So we are above the mazal, right? The mazal is the kach in Shemayim. That's all the things in the heavens. When we say you could be me'al Shemayim chazdecha, that means how you get me'al Shemayim? That means you're above the mazel, you're above the koch of nature, you're above Teva. Oh, that's me'al Shemayim chazdecha. That's a Torah Lishma, because that connects you to a higher point. That's what, and who is the first Jew to be zoicha to this madrega? Avram Avinu. Because what happened, it said Avram Avinu in the world of nature was not supposed to have children. He was an akar and an akara. They were both not able to appear the world of Teva, have children. And what happened? And he brought him me'al shamayim. The Gemara says hashamayma. It says he brought him hashamayma. Right? He brought him above the shamayim to show him that even though there's a koch of kochavim and mazalis that show that really you're not supposed to have children. However, no, you're going to go above the shamayim because you're not going to be subject to kochavim and mazalis. So every person learning Torah Lishma is really getting that special hanhag of Avraham Avinu. And that's what he says here. Begain da kol mishtadu bei reisa. Anyone that learns Torah, bato minei chiyuva de kochvai o mazli. He's above the kochavim and the mazolis. I oilif la kedei lekiyum epikudo. As long as you're learning in order to do the mitzvahs. V'ilav, but if you're not doing Lishma, kiyu lo yishtadu ba. It's not like you're learning. Bato minei chiyuva de kochvai o mazli. You're not going to be raised above the kochavim and mazolis. So according to the Nefesh HaChaim, the Gemara is saying exactly what the Zohar is saying. That me'al shamayim chazdecha means you're not meshubet anymore to the rules of nature. You're above all that. But ad shamayim is that you are getting still the laws of nature. Okay. The adrab, the opposite is true. Hakochos hativim misurim elav. He actually is the one in charge of the kochos of teva. Kasher yigzor oimer aleim. Like it says, as much as Hashem says, ulchosh, that if he commands, they have to listen. Ulchosh, yach boitz yatein. And whatever he decides, he can change it. Ve'emasem utelis al-kulam, that's what it says in the, like you just said, it says in Pirkei Avos, in the sixth parak, ve'nesenes le'malchus u'memshala. That one of the things that it says in Yuzoich, if you learn Torah Lashma, is that it's nesenes le'malchus u'memshala. That it gives you malchus umemshala, okay? So it gives you rulership over the world. There's a story. I heard it from Rabbi Shapiro, but then I read it inside. Actually, I found the story that there was a story written in the catalog. In the diary of the city of Amsterdam. The Rav of the city of Amsterdam was the Yamshal Shlema, the Marshal. You know the story? And the Marshal basically, it's a whole story that more or less don't remember the whole details, but more or less, there was a student of the Marshal that died. And the Almana came in and was crying and this and that. And I don't remember exactly what happened, why he died, but Ryam Shlomer writes, he recorded, he wrote down the story. He was mitzave, and he says, Hareini mitzave b'koyach ha-Torah. I'm using the koyach ha-Torah to say that this guy has to have tchias ha-Mesa. And the guy woke up. And he was happily ever married, whatever. But Lamaisa, he woke up. No, I'm sorry. I keep skipping ahead. He woke up and he was alive. But Lamaisa, he walked into shul and no one wanted to be his chavrus. So it was a little creepy. He went in with this guy that was dead already. And then he walks home and his wife doesn't really want to be married to him. I mean, it's very nice. I missed my husband, but this is a little weird, you know? So then he says, Hareini mitzav b'koach ha-Torah, that everyone should forget the ma'isa. So he used the koach ha-Torah first to b'chaim ha-Mesim, and then to everyone should forget the story, so that no one should be creeped out that he had died. So how do we know the story? He wrote down a story in the archives of the city of Amsterdam that should only be read 100 years later. So nice, we know the story. It's in those archives of the story of the thing. But but the point is that Tchias HaMeisim, I mean, who could do Tchias HaMeisim? It doesn't say Avraham Avinu could do Tchias HaMeisim. I mean, what means Tchias HaMeisim? So the answer is because it's Koach HaTorah. Because Koach HaTorah is not defined by Teva. And that's exactly what he says. Hareini mitzaveh b'koyach ha-Torah. Okay, now.
What it means to be the Bala Min HaTeva? We have a lot of stories in the Gemara.
Yes, the what?
The Dosa that Hashem was very poor and Hashem says, I want you to create the whole world again, or not to be your. Your Tidarko says if it was born in this mazel, you should teach him this. So it seems that it really affects.
The mazel affects. So there's two pshatim in Taisvis. What does it mean, ein mazel Yisrael? It could be that ein mazel Yisrael only means that there's no mazel, meaning to say that we could daven to change the mazel. By us, tefillah is stronger than the mazel. It could be that's all it means. It doesn't mean necessarily there's no koach mazel at all. The goyin shita, the Vilna goyin holds, a mazel yisrael means it doesn't play a role in yisrael at all. Period. But a lot of the rishonim argue on that. They say, no, it's not saying that it doesn't play a role. It's just saying that our koach of tefillah and Torah can override the mazel. There's a question what that means exactly. If, but the goyin, the Vilna goyin shita was a mazel yisrael. If you're acting as yisrael, if you're living this way, the way the Nefesh HaChaim is talking, then you're not meshuvah to mazel b'chol. Mazel doesn't play a role. Okay. Kmo shamu b'zayar pasach b'lozav amar v'asim dvar b'vichov etzal yadi kisisicha. He brings kol bar nash, any person d'ishtadu b'mili d'iraisa that's learning Torah v'shav v'asim r'achin d'iraisa, and his lips are speaking Torah. Kutcher b'ruch chof yalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on top of him, protecting him, v'shechinta parsha alei gadafa, and the shechin is on him. Okay, so this is the concept that the limud, the learning Torah l'shma, puts a person in a whole different category. Okay. Very good. So we're wrapping up Paragraph Ches. We'll start with Paragraph Ches tomorrow. And all right. Have a good night. Everyone can feel free.
Thank you.
Thanks. Everyone can feel free to put on their video, by the way. I used to see some people, but at least there's some people in my office, so I feel like I'm talking to somebody.
But... That's right. Not
okay. Logo.
Okay.